From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love. This week, we meet the street pastors of Jamaica. Stay tuned to find out how they are sharing the love. On a typical Friday night on a commute through Halfway Tree, spare a second. Stop. Look around you. Every person you'll pass has a story. Most will have challenges that they've overcome or are dealing with. Since 2014, Street Pastors Jamaica has been taking the time to visit and talk with people, meeting their needs in a place where people hardly ever take a second look, one of Jamaica's most traveled routes, Halfway Tree. But it didn't start there. The movement was born out of Trenchtown, a group of ministers from surrounding areas in response to the violence and depravity adopted the area in an attempt to restore calm and hope.
We said to gangsters, you're not up against one, you're up against all of us. Touch one, you touch all. Trenchtown belongs to Jesus and Jesus reigns over Trenchtown. And this community is destined for greatness. And look at one who has come out of it. So we were there for community transformation and still are there. And that's what Street Pastors is about. Transformation of individuals and of communities.
Co-chair of Street Pastors Jamaica, Pastor Bobby Wilmot. The movement is neither owned nor operated by one particular church or denomination, though the counselors, who are not all actual pastors, are members of their home congregations. Before putting on their navy blue uniform and heading out, each street pastor has to go through about 60 hours of training on and off the streets, so says coordinator Rhea Alert.
So street pastors training is a big part of what we do. We look at things like, what are the core responsibilities of a street pastor? How do we interact with the public? How do we offer appropriate care? Of course, you'll have people with a range of different needs and concerns, and they'll approach you with just about every type of problem that you can think of. They need a listening ear. Sometimes they want some counselor. Sometimes they just want to vent. And so our training is really focused on how to listen, how to mediate a conflict. We look at suicide intervention. We look at the deaf community, which particularly for Halfway Tree, there's a significant deaf community there. So one of our training units looks at understanding the deaf community. We try to get people to do sign language training just to get them as exposed as possible so that they are best prepared. I said, when I come here,
feel no bad man thing. At around 7 o'clock at the start of the weekend, the group meets to pray. Then, at 8 p.m. until around midnight, they meet with travelers, giving a listening ear and offering wise counsel.
Everyday interventions tend to be just big conversations about people who have questions about how to handle their families, their marital relationships, they have kids, they're trying to figure out, you know, what to do with the children, reschool, or just troubling times, you know, teenagers, etc. So we tend to have a lot of those conversations with mothers that reach out to us on the street.
And we have had people run and come and say, I need to talk to you. A typical first miracle for us was this. In the early sets of patrol, there was a guy who saw a team coming back and he ran them down. And they were saying, oh, we are returning now. He says, aren't you not going to talk to somebody who wants to commit murder? And true, he was on his way to commit a murder. And so the street pastors started talking and they allowed him to vent. He vented and did follow up with him, and we have that as a notable intervention that stopped a murder.
Street Pastors Jamaica co-chairman Pastor Bobby Wilmot, and before him, Street Pastors coordinator Rhea Alert. Following up after intervention is a key part of the work of street pastors. The team also provides wheelchairs and other supplies to those in need. The team, with its 15 partner congregations, is determined to move the ministry of the Christian Church outside of its four walls, meeting people where they are and being the hands of the God they serve. And that's all we have time for this week. Join us next time when we hit the streets with the street pastors. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week.
Okay. This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.